It's mostly clear, 61 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for today, partly sunny to partly cloudy, a high around 81. In area news, police in Red Oak Tuesday said a local woman was arrested that day on a theft charge. 31-year-old Becky Lee Haug of Red Oak was charged with felony theft in the second degree. Haug was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 cash bond. No other details were released with regard to the charge. Well, preparations are underway today for the nearly week-long run of the Cass County Fair in Atlantic. Activities at the fair begin in earnest tomorrow with a swine weigh-in from 7:30 until 9:30 a.m. and the rabbits checked in from 8 to 9:30 on Thursday. 4-H static exhibit judging takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the Clover Kids Showcase runs from 9 a.m. until noon. Other events at the first full day of the fair tomorrow include the food sale at the Cass County Community Center beginning at 10 a.m., the horse and dairy check-ins at 4:30, poultry check-in from 5 to 6, and the meat goat weigh-in from 6 to 7. The big event Thursday evening, of course, is the King and Queen Contest at 8 p.m., followed by the senior recognition at 8:30. Deb Schuler, one of the fair superintendents for the King and Queen Contest, says preparations for that event began with preliminary interviews with the contestants on July the 8th.
And it's pretty much an all-day event. We have 7 to 8 minute interviews with each of the contestants, and we also have group interviews, and they're also judged while they're eating lunch. So it's a full and fun day for them.
This year there are 7 young ladies vying for the queen title and 3 young men running to become king.
Callie Clint, Tierney Sothman, Courtney Stevenson, Alyssa Dean, Jackie Rush, Hannah Meisner, Valerie Watson, Tyler Christensen, Wyatt Soigling, and Dylan Ferguson.
And judges for the event include former Queens Mallory Kirkhoff and Bethany Rogers. KJAN's Jim Field is the MC for the King and Queen Contest. The young lady who is crowned queen will advance to represent Cass County at the State Fair, with the coronation taking place August the 9th at 7 p.m. on the Ann and Bill Riley stage. The Cass County Fair runs through July the 29th. For a full PDF schedule of the events, you can go to a link under the same story on our website under the news tab at kjan.com. Residents of Pottawatomie County will have a chance to voice their opinion on the sale of 3 bond issues next month. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Pott County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday set August the 12th as the date for a hearing on the sale of the bonds, which amounts to $429,200 for vehicles for 2 departments plus public safety equipment and for the Sheriff's Department. 2 of the bond issues would fund vehicles for the Sheriff's Department along with equipment such as protective vests and automatic external defibrillator units, and all totaling $319,000. The remaining $110,000 would fund 2 vehicles for the planning and maintenance departments. If the county goes ahead with the issuance of the 3 bonds following the public hearing, they would be offered with the issuance of $1.5 million in bonds that voters approved this year for a new Veterans Affairs building. And officials at the Atlantic Community School District have announced that information with regard to registration for the 2014-2015 school year is available online at www.atlanticiaschools.org. In the letter, Superintendent Mike Amstein says for the 2014-2015 school year, the school district will continue to utilize the rollover registration process. That's a process that will alleviate long lines for school registration of the high school each August. It assumes that every student enrolled in the school district at the end of the previous school year will be attending school in the fall of the next school year, and that means that you would not have to register your students for the upcoming school year if they attended the Atlantic Community School District during the 2013-2014 school year and were still in attendance as the last day of the school for this past school year, which was May the 27th. In the funeral announcements, Dean Luxford, age 94, of Shelby, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dean Luxford will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Jackie Dean Phippen, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Jackie Phippen will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Clayton Harvey Jr., age 67, of Altoona and formerly of Omaha, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clayton Harvey Jr. will be today at 2:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Herman Leon Maxson, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Herman Maxson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Esther Irene Nimella, age 98, of Panora, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Esther Nimella will be on Saturday at 3:30 at the Pleasant Center Cemetery near Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A cremation has taken place and no funeral services are planned for June Anderson. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting her family. That is a check of the news this morning brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.